Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. And assalamu alaikum everyone. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. This is Marta Naila Abdullah and seeking refuge with Almighty God from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we openly acknowledge that God is one and that there are no partners with God. And we're going to be joining today the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans on the CWSC United Ta'lim. So give me a moment and we will go directly to tie in with their number. All right. Thank you. One moment, dear listeners.
I will shorten my intro, if you don't mind, and then we'll just hop right in with you guys. Feel free to introduce yourselves, and then we'll go from there. And if it's okay with you, I want to record this on my end. That's, I'm not going to share the recording a little later. So let's hit record and let's begin.
This meeting is being recorded.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdina as-siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Well, welcome everyone. This is the FCMA third Sunday United Tallinn. This is a speaker series or conversation series that we started August of 2020, so in the middle of the pandemic. It was requested at one of our members to have a monthly touch point of sharing knowledge information that's beneficial to the community. FCMA meets the first every month, designated the third Sunday as a touch point. And so in that spirit and vein, we have reinvited the Freedom Works team to kind of share their information regarding the Model Master Project that they have on the works. And I'll let them get into more detail. I really want to say reinvite because we actually had we shared the information session from this group in May of this year. Had a nice conversation about it, and I promise that we'll bring the team back together so that you can have a follow-up conversation with the team itself, a personal conversation. So that's today's focus. We're running to about 1 o'clock. So the Freedom Works team, you know, plan to carry the conversation about 12:45, and they'll, you know, round out for Q&A. So on that note, Brother Adin, the
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you again for re-inviting us back to you all's community to share in this work and share our work and how we can work with each other. My name is Mohamed Muhammad, originally from Bed, New Jersey, and I am the founder of New Freedom Works, which is a nonprofit 501c3, which actually is registered in Philadelphia because of the work we've been doing there in community development. But now we've expanded. We've been at it since 2020, I think, also. And I have my other two colleagues here, our co-executive directors. We have a shared model strategy. So we have our co-executive director, Sister Marsha Nivens, and our co-executive director, Imam Bilal Hassan. And I'll turn over to them for them to introduce themselves.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. It's always good to be in a space with the believers and to are going to propel us forward as a community at large, but also in our locales, being able to strengthen our institutions and really thrive for the benefit of ourselves and the people that we come in contact with. My name is Marsha Niven. I am the co-executive director for New Freedom Works, and I'm excited for the possibilities of this Model Mastership project. Just a little bit of background about me. My master's degree is in public administration, so I do have a wealth of experience in nonprofit management. Most of my career has been in nonprofits, and probably the last, I guess, approximately 20 years or so have been like in the leadership role in various profits. So I'm always is that experience to our community. There are a lot of things that we do in our day-to-day work that could benefit us in our meshes, in our organizations, and we don't always take the opportunity to do that. And so I feel like this is one of those opportunities where we can pull from what we do normally every day, at least for me in my work, to bring it to us in order to be a resource for our upward mobility. Go ahead, Bilal.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Imam Bilal Hassan. I am from Queens, New York. Environmental science, citizen science, youth development, mentor, education development, a little bit of everything I've been, basically trying to combine my skill sets to service the community in ways of sustainability in terms of its organizational structure, but also propelling us forward as far as engaging the next generation and building for the next generation, which is now in terms of youth development and in education and specifically in the sciences as well. So looking forward to collaboration with the state of Florida, inshallah, and with this wonderful opportunity. We're grateful to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. So while I was introduced first, Sister Marcia is the program director for this project. So we're going to follow her guidance, and she reintroduce it to you all, those of you who may not have saw the full presentation, and then summarize it, and then we'll turn it into updates that we added to the program and offer for you all, and then potentially even possibly if you have time, maybe we'll go over just a sample of one of our modules.
Excellent. Okay, so am I sharing the screen, or are you doing that? Okay. Give me a second to cue that up. But as I'm doing that, I just want to talk about, like, why the Model Mastership Project, right? A lot of times we hear in our local communities, maybe even on a national scale, how our institutions aren't thriving, what the state of them are. Sometimes we're in mastships or Islamic organizations that once were integral parts of their or integral components in their communities, right? People were successful as a result of being connected to. They had programs and they had all these various different things that we would identify as that institution being a thriving one. But much of the conversation today has become, you know, what's going to happen to it? What's the sustainability plan for it? Because what we once saw as this thriving force to be reckoned with sometimes is a place that we walk into that, you know, the population is aging, the young people aren't present. The institution in terms of the school or the business that was connected to the masjid is gone. Maybe we owned all of the block and now we barely own the masjid, or the masjid came and everything was bustling and now we kind of barely go there. When we go there, like we go for Juma, maybe sometimes we can pray the five salat there, maybe not. And so on our end, we began to have conversations about what is it that we can do to help the situation? What is it that's missing, right? And so you can talk to many different people, and you probably would get a different answer depending on who you're talking to. But in our conversations, what we came to know, or we for us at least, what we came to the conclusion of is that there's not a lot of strategy for the most part that we use to sort of function as a
stay with us, dear listeners. We'll see what the problem is. I believe Marcia Niven's computer went out.
Go forward in the possible way, thinking about how they're going to be sustained as, you know, we have a lot of our community returning to Allah, right? We have a lot of people. We're all aging, right? That's just life, right? But the leadership is aging in a way that if we don't lay down a foundation for it to be solid and to really put the things that we would consider being in a model masjid, then we're not sure at how far into the future it goes. And so that's where it came from. We'll share. So I guess we can go through. I know that you all saw the orientation for model match it project, but I feel like it would be worthwhile for us to just kind of breeze through it for anyone who wasn't here before. Mujahideen, can you share that? If not, I can pull it up.
Yeah, the
Nathan Cole. Oh. Co-host. Oh, any of us. Oh, I'm the co-host now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Okay. I got it. Okay. And it's the information. Oh, it's the orientation. We have a couple of presentations. Which one was shared?
I think the info session was shared.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure that I pull up the right one. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just make my screen larger.
Yeah, we can see the screen now.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make it larger. Okay, so we'll go through the info session, and then hopefully that generates questions for those who hadn't seen this before, and then for those who have seen it, maybe it brings back to mind some questions that you had before. And so the model is an initiative of New Freedom Works. New Freedom Works is our nonprofit arm, and it's designed to implement strategies that align a masjid's organizational structure with the shared goals of its members and community at large. The goal is to position the masjid to execute community impact projects that contribute to the quality of life, and I can't see the whole thing, in the communities it serves. And so when we think about the masjid, some of us think about it as just the Muslims being able to have a place where you come, Jumu'ah is held, we pray, we go home. Others of the community think about the masjid as being this entity in the community for which we sort of center ourselves now. And sort of our nucleus of how impact in the community happens. That's not always the case, right? But there is that viewpoint, and so we're of that mindset as well. That it should be this nucleus where it's not just a nucleus for the community, for the Muslims. It should also be for the community. There are a lot of Christian organizations and other religious organizations, but my frame of reference is there's a lot of Christian organizations, whether it be Protestant or Catholic, where they're sort of like the nucleus for some people, for the community. That's the place where they go for services, whether it be like food pantry, clothing donations, all sorts of social services like that, right? So we'll see the masjid as having that level of impact as well. And so we want to kind of cover this from the standpoint where it's a nucleus for the Muslims, but it's also the nucleus for those that we come in contact with. You've met the team already, so I won't take too long of this slide, but the three of us, we have a lot of different things going on, but this project and this New Freedom Works initiative is one of our babies amongst many. So, what is the model masjid project in terms of what it covers? Right, we broke the project down into modules. So usually, what happens is that there's an orientation that we invite masjid to in order to, and once you get started with the project, we're going to be talking about and working through strategies that address the organizational infrastructure, right? Is your masjid registered with your state? If your goal is to have 501c3 status, do you have that? Do you have a goal of at some point connecting with local grants, state grants, federal grants for various different programming? Are you positioned to be able to do that? Are you registered with SAM, your SAM registration, SAM.gov? things that, you know, many leadership and masters may not even have ever heard of. But our goal is to be able to, your goal is for your master is to be able to position you to do that. One of the things I didn't mention earlier is that my 9 to 5 is that I'm a grant writer, right? So I think about, when I think about organizations and their goals, I'm always like, you know, somebody will come to me and say, we want you to write a grant for X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, okay, but does the master, does the organization have all of the bones, per se, that it needs in order to apply for this? And many times it's not the case that they have it, but it's just because you don't know. And so the idea is to be able to supply the leadership and the master with as much of this information as possible, or at least for you to be able to have access to us to connect to that information when the time, so that you can go forward in the best way. I'm going to mention budgets, but I'll do that under economic infrastructure. So we also talk about leadership, right? Is the master being led by the one imam that has been there for 40 years? Is there a plan in place for succession? Are there assistant imams, or is there a, like, you know, as we transition, there's a plan for preparing other imams to come up under that imam? And it doesn't just have to relate to imams in terms of this leadership piece, because it could also be for, you may have a very strong program as it relates to education. Is that leadership positioned and designed in such a way that will allow that to go forward beyond that individual? And I guess that's the main point that we're driving home here on this leadership infrastructure, is that we want the institution to be able to go forward irregardless of the leadership, right? The person in leadership. And so many times we connect it to the individual who's in that position. So we talk a lot about that. And then on the economic infrastructure, we talk about things like budgets. Do we have one? Or do we kind of, you know, as in many cases, you know, we ask the believers for funds for one thing or another that kind of just like slipped up on us. We had no real plan for how we were going to.
Yes, I'm so happy
fund
it. That I was able to.
Also, had no, or we know that this thing comes up, and it probably comes up every year, or it probably comes up every quarter or every 6 months, but we're not necessarily planning for it. And then we talk about opportunities for maybe having a business, whether it's a bookstore or, you know, selling things like products in our community, True Detergent, Roundages, things like that, to be able to generate income that doesn't necessarily always tax the believers in the masjid, right? That we're providing a product that benefits people beyond us, but to help sustain what we have. And we have education, which addresses K-12 education, but it also addresses Islamic education, right? Want to make sure that if the is not in a position to have Islamic education or K-12 education in their specific facility, are we aware of what's happening online in our community? Are we connecting to what's available nationally? Do we know that there's an online Islamic school for children? Are we aware that there are online Islamic education programs for adults? Putting this infrastructure together is not always it happening in your masjid. Sometimes it's connecting to what's available in our national network to be able to say that, yes, Masjid Muhammad has an education program. And while it doesn't necessarily happen here in our building, we partner with Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam for this. We partner with Masjid Wahidin for this. And so that allows us to be able to still provide our members with the things that may not happen in our building. And then the last one is cultural community engagement and technology infrastructure. And that's just, you know, do we have an online presence? If we don't have the people, do we know who those people are that could maybe help us with that? Are we connecting with the community? Do we know who those local officials are? And do we have initiatives on the cultural end that connect in our young adults? Are we connected to programs that help people to get married and connect with others who are looking for all of those kinds of things, the things that we discuss? Because basically what we wind up doing is we assess your current position, and then we put strategies in place to help you get from where you are today to where you want to be. And that definitely takes time. I don't want to cover all of the slides, so Mujahideen, do you want to go ahead and take this one?
Yeah. Well, this one is in the cohort model, but we are going to introduce two other options, which is a weekend intensive and then a self-pace. But the way we have it structured now is that it's a lecture format. When you come on in the cohort model, we've integrated Zoom as our medium, the platform that we have the classes on. And then we provide homework after each session. And we will give you homework. And then we also set up office hours if anyone needed help in between time. And then we've created a pool of resources that you can tap into at your convenience. I think that's basically it as far as the module structure in the caption.
And I imagine some of this is on demand as well.
Right. And so when you say on demand, you mean as far as the...
Like if you miss a lecture or you miss a session, you can always kind of go back and pick up the recordings.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can maybe go to that slide, because we could touch on that real quick. I know that was some of the questions from the last...
What slide are you referring to?
Oh, I got it. The flyer with the layout.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that one?
Yeah, you can share it.
Okay. One second.
Again, because in our first cohort, we realized that, I mean, for some people, they were zoomed out, right? And it was just all this Zoom for all this content, and them wanting to bring in other leaders from their masajid, which is also, we're open to that. It doesn't just have to be one designated person from your organization. We're open for any else who's responsible for carrying out the decisions or representing your organization. And so the next slide, I believe, yeah, there we go. So we did develop three different ways of experiencing the Model Masjid project. One is at a self-paced. So that's us already having our pre-recorded material, the same modules. And you and your community, you can review them as many times as you want to, individually or collectively. You guys can set your own. We just have all laid out on a platform. The next is the cohort, where you'll be a part of other masters collectively. So if it's five or seven masters, however many masters is in this network down here in Florida, we would design a cohort that fits all of you all's time and schedule, or at least we would agree on one consensus of a time to meet monthly, and it's a five-month process. And we would go, again, the same option, we would just go on it together with each other. And then the intensive is us, which we're adding, is us actually coming down to your either specific masjid, or if collectively you all want to invite us for a weekend, and we go over everything in that weekend. And Sister Marcia, she does a thorough deep dive in organizational structure, so she would give you a pre-list of all the things you would need before we come down there if you want us to address it in that session throughout that morning. And so those are the ways that we're going forward, carry out the model mesh. So you all are uniquely you all have a unique opportunity to either bring us down collectively, either us come on Zoom collectively, or we present the course self-paced for you to all to go at your own pace.
And as Mujahideen said, when we did this initially, I'm going to actually go to the slide previous to this. When we did this initially, we did it as the cohort model. And I just came back to this slide just so you can read the infrastructure pieces that I just went over. But we did this as a cohort model. And the good thing about a cohort model is that you sort of have some accountability to, you know, the others in the classroom, so to speak. And so it's nice to be able to go through with someone. What we do in general with this project is that we do an initial assessment that and we give a survey to the each of them subject, right, to find out where they are, what they have, just so that we get an idea for how we could be helpful. We recognize that while we are the while we did develop this model mastership project, there may be areas where you need something that we can't directly provide to you, but we are in a position to connect you to a resource. And that's one of the unique things. I'm actually going to stop sharing this because I want to pull something else up. But that's one of the unique things about this, about our community in general, right, is that there's so many of us who are talented and right in our various different areas. And so and I think Jonathan says it a lot, like we have all the pieces. It's just about connecting them in the most effective way for our situation. What I'm going to do actually is as I look for the next thing I want to pull up, I do want to give Bilal Hassan an opportunity to talk about the model mastership project and possibly some insight from the work that we've done already with the project, with the three meshes that we piloted this program with.
Yes, so we did pilot the program with several Masajids in the community, in Jersey City, Abdul Alim Razak, historic Masjid Wali Muhammad in Detroit, and Masjid Al-Noor, Imam Mikhail Sahir in Indianapolis. So what we were able to get out of that experience cohort with them, which they enjoyed. They thoroughly enjoyed it. They did learn a lot from the time of us being together with them in terms of getting their organizational structure, leadership structure, and things that of nature in order. But some of the things that this did stand out, and I think it's overarching, more likely overarching for a lot of our community, is, again, the connecting of the resources. As Sister Marsha always pointed out earlier, that, you know, some mashes may be stronger, like in Islamic education, for instance, right? They have a lot of programming goes on, Quran, maybe taught themes, all those things, but they may be lacking, say, for instance, in youth development. They have no programming for the youth. Like, there's nothing going on for the young people, right? But then there might be a master that does have, maybe does well with that aspect, but maybe not with the Islamic education aspect. So there's like a lot of give and take here, you know, for some places based upon their situation, their circumstance, the environment, the cities that they're in, the leadership structure that they currently have, et cetera, et cetera. So one thing that we're building as part of this Modern Master Project is resources, resource center. So if we're not the main conduit of the exact information, and we don't know the exact answer, we want to have resources lined up for you guys, so therefore you can get that but you also answer, but make the connection in order to bring that programming either to you physically or offer it, you know, in a hybrid model as well, you know, and a repository. We're building a repository of young professionals because we have a lot of young professionals. When I say young professionals, I'm talking about post-undergrad, college, graduate students, et cetera, those who are perhaps in their field maybe 5, 10 years in their field, 15 years in their field or so, something like that. Those who are just out of college, who have experience and skill sets that they can give back to the Massachusetts and helping build us up in that regard. And we also have, speak of that repository, the connection to how we're getting that repository or how we're building that repository is one of the other projects that's under New Freedom, which is the HBCU MSA Coalition. We know the state of Florida has several historically black colleges in the state of Florida alone. We want to tap into that as a resource, and we are tapped into them as a resource, and we want to connect them, those students who graduate, those students who are currently there and work with them, and even after graduation, connect them back to our institutions, i.e., the Model Master Project, et cetera, et cetera. So,
thank you for that, Bilal. Before we move on to the segment where you get to ask all the questions, I just wanted to show you what we found out from the first cohort that we did, because I think this will give you sort of some interesting insight into what we assess, right? And so what we found out for organizational structure for who we were working with is that 81% of them, or they scored like an 81% in terms of organizational structure, but the overarching areas of need was 501c3 status, sales and use tax exemption, and charitable registration, meaning that those are areas where we found that there was most, you know, they were most in need of assistance in relation to. Under leadership, the score was 75%. And so, and the areas of need there were a need for an assistant imam or assistant imams and also committees, right? For economic infrastructure, the score is a little lower, right? 44%. And the areas of need there were connected to an accountant, having a fundraising strategy, having a budget, and having a business venture that's connected to the next year. Under education, right, areas of need there, being open for the five salat, right, there's an opportunity to be in a better position with that. Islamic education, having a dawah strategy, having regular taleem and youth instruction. And then under the last three, 67% for cultural infrastructure, there wasn't a lot of youth engagement. For community engagement, 27%, that was our lowest, right? And in all areas under community engagement were areas of need. And those are some of the things I talked to you about earlier, like knowing, you know, who your community liaison, and I know in different communities they call it something different, like who's the block association president, who's the ward president. Again, I know the names change where you are, but there wasn't a lot of community engagement amongst the meshes that we work with. And then the last one was technology infrastructure, where they scored pretty high because it was like, do you have at least one social media platform? Is there a way for people to pay electronically? So if they had at least one, we did give them credit for that. So that's where the 73% comes from. But the areas of need was having that management on social media and also having a website. So I just wanted you to see so that you can see what we assess and how we then go forward based on what we find out. So at this
Can we go back to that real quick? I want to make sure, A, I understood the numbers, and B, There are a few people on the call that are representing the communities to see how this resonates with them. Can you go back to the first slide?
Sure.
Well, this is good. You can say it. But just so I help me understand the how to interpret the numbers. So the top number means that of the cohort that was surveyed, do you have? And they said 81% of them said, yeah, we have something in place. And then the second part of the conversation, where is your greatest need? And that's what this item is?
Correct.
If I would read this, like all the folks in the first cohort, very few people had any education infrastructure in place. And then the greatest need is this in these buckets.
You got it. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. And I guess when we get to discussion, you know, I would like to understand how, granted this was a different group, target, et cetera, but sometimes these things are directionally the same, if you will.
Sure.
I would like to understand our states and the folks who are all on the phone representing communities, you know, does this resonate with you? You have some of these items in place. And then the greatest need, I think, off the top, I would say that would be the concern across the board regardless.
So, I mean, at this point, I'm just going to stop sharing. If we need to bring this back, we'll bring it back for our discussion. But at this point, we do want to open it up for questions. I mean, we kind of set them out for. I know some of you have had this before because you had the recording, but I just felt like it was good to just kind of go through it just to refresh our memory. Model Mastership Project, a way to put strategy in place to strengthen our position, to have sustainability that goes beyond the individuals that are currently in position, and to really have a vision for the future that incorporates our people, right? Because they're going to be they're going to be the ones in position after this, and after them, the younger people that are in their midst. And so we wanted to put something in place to help Meshits get there. So we'll open up the floor to questions.
I see a 727 number. Actually, two different 727 numbers. So can you guys identify yourself? I don't want to I'll ask the question this way. Is this a Nyla on the call? And did you connect with AM360?
Yes, we are. AM360 is connected. Assalamu alaikum to everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And I have a question. Is it time for that now?
Yeah. Go. Just do one thing for the benefit of the Freedom Works. Although we are broadcasting locally within the state of Florida, we do have an ongoing partnership with System Island and the CWSC where they are simulcasting this conversation right now over the airway. So you would now get questions beyond the state of Florida.
Okay.
So that was the floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you so much. And assalamu alaikum again to everyone. And here at an Infinity One on AM360, if you have a question, please press 1 on your mic, and I will open your mic for the question. And my question is, when you, Marsha, when you were explaining about the grading or the on the survey, is there assistance also, and is there a charge, and or is that done separate, masjid to masjid or organization to organization?
If that's in reference to the assessment.
Correct.
Is that in reference to the assessment that you're asking me?
Correct. Yes, it is.
Okay. So that's generally provided. Right now, the way that we've been operating, there is not a charge to that. What it is if you decide to that you want to participate in the Model Mastership Project, it's a component of how we preface working with you all. So it's sort of the preliminary thing you do before we even get started, because we need to know where everyone is that we're working with. So right off, I mean, and I know Mujahideen, he talked a little bit about the self-paced, the cohort paced, or the intensive where we come to your cow. And so as we're those models out for how we work with you or how you work with the Model Mentorship Project in reference to self-pace. That assessment is a part of each. You need to know where you're at in order to make sure that we connect you to the right resources. So if there's going to be a charge, it's going to be based on what module you choose. I'm excuse me, not module. Let me not use that terminology. But which package you choose to work with. So whether it's self-paced, whether it's cohort, whether it's intensive, that assessment will be a part of it all.
Thank you. And in reference to the reason I asked that is because CWSC is an intelligentsia which comprises directives that are all over the country, and we intend to have our strategic planning by way of Zoom this year in September, by the third week in September perhaps, and wanted to know if that's a process, an area where we can have you address certain issues, put us in on the right pace or place to see if we're at our mark to we do connecting and communication and collaborating with other organizations. We perform the networking. So with organizations throughout the country, and we're working now with an anticipation of Massachusetts to Massachusetts, what have you. So your work would best to align ourselves to do our networking.
Yeah, and I can see there being an opportunity there for us to perhaps help. This specific project is for building the structure of the masjids, right? And so as I understand it, CWSC is, we would from Islamic organization as opposed to a masjid, right? And
correct.
So the assessment that we currently have is really centered around the masjids, but I'm sure that there is opportunity for us to tweak that assessment for organizations, Islamic organizations.
Okay, so praise be to God. We'll be in touch as well. And Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, we're partners, so praise be to God. Thank you so very much. And no one here is has any questions, so we'll continue on. Back to you, Wally. Thank you.
Okay. No worries. No, thank you. So does anyone else on the call here have a question? If not, I do want, just to, for clarity, so when I recall from the information session, I got the impression that there was not a fee associated with except for if you needed to do third-party, if you had to hire a third-party to do some work, an attorney, an accountant, bookkeeping, et cetera, right? That's not covered in this relationship. That has to be covered by whoever needs those services. So that'll make sense, and I totally understand it. But Sister Marcia, the way you were describing those different packages, is there now a modification in that approach where there is an associated base fee for that whichever pathway you choose?
So, and I'm going to let Majahideen cover that, but for the way that we began working with this project, there was not a fee, but there is something that we are working on. But I'll let him go into detail about that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, because of the gravity of the work and the willingness to expand at a way that it covers the needs of the organization and that they feel as though they are putting forth an investment, we did a monitor each of the structures. Again, we're a nonprofit, and so we know the status of our nonprofits and our mission, and so we're always willing to work with anyone's budget for the most part. But we did set up just a nominal fee. Right now we're working with like $50 for the self-paced per participant, $500 for the cohort. That's right now it's a five-month program with the cohort model, and then the intensive is the weekend. Right now we have $1,500 stipend as well as travel and accommodations. And then after the cohort and the self-paced as well as the intensive, we make ourselves available. We didn't necessarily put a timeline on it, but most likely it'd be like an annual accessibility to our resources. And then we're building a community. And so just like other institutions, when they have cohorts, you become a part of a community going forward. We see a lot more, just want to have a base line to begin with. And we are aware of, since we are acknowledged that we national listening session. We are aware of other efforts in our community, whether it's the Convener of Imams, whether it's the National Conventions and Muslim Journal, all these other groups in our association that we are aware of as well. And that's a part of our network as well. This is just our individual effort as a group to connect, as Imam Bilal said, this repository of young people that are just out here, that are looking to plug in. And so we're trying to be the new plug.
Yeah, I may have to call you guys on that HBCU plug, right? Especially in the for you know, FAM and Bethune and a few others, even in Jacksonville, and it'd be a way to kind of leverage that relationship. Even down here in Miami, Fordham Award, I don't know if that school is on your list, but to figure out leverage that collective, right? Even if it's a way to reintroduce them back to the community.
Yeah, we're passionate about that piece. So, and I was glad that Bilal brought that up because that is something that we're working effortlessly to reconnect. Right. I'm a graduate of Howard University. Bilal's a graduate of Lincoln University, and so. You know, those HBCUs are definitely near and dear to our hearts. My daughter's at Howard right now, a sophomore. And so we have an initiative to connect in through the MFAs in order to establish that that relationship with the community and propel efforts like this forward.
Excellent. I think it's definitely something we need to do. I'm thinking, for me, as always, connecting dots. So I'm thinking in context of still trying to stay within your program to leverage that relationship. So we'll try to keep that in mind. The cohort part, the 500, is that 500 a person or is that 500 an organization for the cohort?
Yeah, I would say the organization.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the assessment, I mean, Marcia did mention some of it when the sister asked the question, but basically the assessment is, we're not charging for the assessment. I think she mentioned that.
Yeah.
And one thing that we are going to improve with this advancement of the package is that we're also putting together each organizational match is going to have their portfolio. They're going to have their processes. They're going to have their procedures. They're going to have a model in their book. We talk about this, we constantly ask me, and the work that we do, and you got to see it sometimes to believe it. Mm-hmm. But even if you don't believe it, it still needs to be seen because, I mean, our pioneers put in so much work for us to even be to this point we are now that we can't stop short of that tradition of preserving our history.
I had a question.
Yes, sorry,
Are there any grants in place that will cover the cost of the cohort?
Currently, there are not any grants in place, but that is something that we could explore. I'm not sure how we would connect to a grant that would cover this, but we're open to the exploration for sure. One time, and I'm not sure, so if I'm overstepping, I'm still out of which I think of for me that. At one time, we were discussing a payment plan. So, like, he did mention that we'd be flexible. So, you know, there may be some room for something like that as well. I think for the most part, and I think I mentioned this earlier, is that cohort model is probably the most popular one just because you get to do it amongst other masajid and you have that support. And I do feel like when we did the pilot program, those who were involved got to lean on each other and really hear like what someone else had versus what they had and maybe learn a new idea or two that they weren't using or implementing that was going to help them move the needle in there. And their message.
Excellent. I know I'm stating the obvious, but I, for the benefit of everybody, I just mentioned it. The intensive session, right? That's intended for one organization, kind of diving deep. And there are stuff, I'd imagine, several days. And the output, the outcome of that is when you're said and done, that that organization will have everything they need in place or the strategy in place to execute on their greatest needs, right, as a byproduct of survey input success, right?
Right, but we also respect our community's creativity. And so I know I was fortunate to come down to first meet you, Brother Wiley, at the Florida State Conference that you all had. And so a hit to the wise. Individually, yes, but open to you all collectively pulling your resources and inviting us down.
Okay, you got my question.
Yeah. Because, again, our base wasn't really paid. We know you all just wanted to support us. So we had to put that
No, because, all right, good. You got my question.
The last thing I'll say is we will provide you all with the survey link just to get the ball rolling, and we could follow up with you all if you would like to go further. But that would give us a kickstart and give you all the time to decide how you all want to move forward.
Okay. I know we're probably down to the last 2 minutes. Can you flash your contact information again? I think it was a slide that had.
I don't think that was the updated number, but.
Okay. If not,
the number. Oh, yeah, the one Marcia had, yeah.
It's on the spot. I could do it in the time.
No, the countdown is for the radio connection.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, wait, the pressure.
No, that's not it.
Okay, good.
Anything on your end before we close up today's call?
No, there. Let me check again. There are no hands showing. Nope, everyone is listening intensively, I'm sure, attentively.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. A lot of time that's not a forethought on our part. It's an afterthought, and it leads to a lot of this division because it's not a forethought. Now, how do we, you know, work through that and around that? So, and that's just, you know, tip of the iceberg. So, again, I thank you for sharing your knowledge, your time, your patience, and more importantly, your skill and your talent, because that's where it's most important. So in any final comments to any interview?
Yes, assalamu alaikum, Wally, if we can repeat the contact information.
Oh, sure. I'm going to put it on the screen again. I'll read it out. I didn't read it the first time. I just shared it. So if you want to connect with us by phone, you can reach out to me, Marcia Nivens. I'm the program director. The number is 201-993-960. If you like to reach us by email, it's modelmasjidproject@gmail.com. That's modelmasjidproject@gmail.com. And then the last contact on there is just a link tree to a page. You wouldn't connect with us through that, so I'm not going to read that out aloud. So it's either by phone or by email, right? So the phone number, 201-993-9680, email modelmasjidproject@gmail.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, I mean, last words, I'm excited to be able to do some of this work with you all, if you so choose to participate in it. It's needed work for sure. As Brother Wally mentioned, we definitely have to consider sustainability as, you know, as our leadership is aging, as our community is aging, as just, you know, life is happening and transitions are happening. We want to be sustainable. I think about even one example is our schools, right? A lot of our schools have closed, and for some of those schools, and I can speak to that personally, for some of our schools, it was that the foundation wasn't solid.
And so I feel like when you have a foundation, when you have a structure in place that can withstand changes. COVID was a big one, right? Some of our schools were closed because of they couldn't revive after COVID, right? We want to set a structure in place that allows us to exist beyond the changing around us. So we would love to work with you to be able to try to put some of those things in place as much as you have the human resources to do it, and then whatever resources that we have in our national network to be able to connect those pieces.
And then Shalal would be down there for the conveners.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see you on Orlando.
And Shalal, listen to you. I didn't want to.
No, they invited us down. Here, so.
All right, perfect. Because, we're hosts. And now Hatem and the team, they're hosting it, but it's actually national, right? I didn't want to.
Dr. Bashir invited us.
Good. That's even better. Good.
Thank you.
All right. So I appreciate that. Again, so then the folks in Florida will have another dose of chance to kind of let the conversation digest. I do encourage you to take advantage of the opportunity here because it's definitely needed. And you have a team of three solid individuals plus the extended network. If you think about it, if you do it on your own, it's just yourself, you run the risk of being burnt out. But you have a nice team here that can kind of help carry some of that load for you. On that note, we'll end today's call. I thank you. Appreciate the team coming live and living color, having this conversation with us. And we'll continue to drive the discussion forward. So we'll end with Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. I mean, have a good Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Welcome to Florida.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. All right. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah, and it has been a pleasure. I pray you understood the basics of what being shared. And if you have any questions of me, then by all means, press one on your phone now. We've been, let's see. All right, we've ended our call with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, and we're here with you. And again, if you have any questions of me, by all means, this is one of the collaboratives of CWSC. As we have set some of our initiatives, is to network throughout the country with various institutions, starting first with that which is connected or platformed with the Association of the Leadership of Imam Wardeen Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, and progressing as whatever heights we can progress to, inshallah. So all of you, all who have been listening to American Muslim 360, I'm sure you have some kind of an idea of what CWSC, the parent company, is and what we've been working towards, which now is we're under the Remake the World. Remember the calendars that we've had with that, and under that is the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiatives, and this is one of the initiatives, having collaborations throughout the country so that we become a much more of a benefit to individuals throughout the country who are either in or participating with a masjid or in a community, an Islamic center, what have you, or just once a faith community, and then on into the general community. So it doesn't matter. The point is making ourselves known and what we are willing to share and to see all of us thrive and strive to thrive. Praise be to Almighty God. So with that, next week we will be having a think tank
one of the intelligentsia components of CWSC, one of the processes by which we can come together. Everyone is invited. If we don't have your email, then you did not receive an email in reference to that. But if you're on here and you prefer to not share your email, that's quite all right. But you're welcome to the Think Tank, which we aired on AM 360. So come right in. You'll hear the conversation. You'll hear the facilitator, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, who will be conducting the process for the Think Tank, the why, what for, where are we going with it, and what actions are going to be after we have our discussion. All of the suggestions that we expect, definitely some actions and the plans for those actions. All right? Okay. Another thing is at the end of the year, we're expecting to have our regular annual telethon. Inshallah, we're prepping everyone now so you can get ready. And if you are an organization and you want to do a public service announcement promoting CWSC and AM 360 and your organization, by all means, dial us at 910-317-0297 or email us, and that's info@cwsc.us. And we will have the information on Facebook, so like us on Facebook, Community-Wide Shura Conference. Tweet us, that's at Twitter, that's at CWSHURAA. All right? All right. Praise be to Almighty God. And as always, you can go to our website, CWSC.us, and you can always join us right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, live in the studio as you are. And for those who are on the website, listening by way of the 701-719-4197, if you want to make any comments, well, our time has gone, we're beyond the time that we had slotted, so you won't be able to dial in now. As a matter of fact, you won't be hearing this comment that I'm making, because when you're on through the 701 number, it automatically, when the time ends and the hour is what we had today, 12 to 1, then it will automatically rotate your listening over to another archived presentation. And likewise, if you go to am360.org, there are times when you will hear another presentation even while we are live in the studio. So we're working on that just in case you've tried that, going to the website, putting in am360.org and expecting to hear the live presentation. If you don't hear it, just dial in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. As we're working on that, should it occur. Any questions or any comments or complaints or compliments that you want to make, you can leave it on the website. Yes, right in the search box, type in compliments, type in complaints, and the form will pop up for you to fill out. Or if you're visiting any of our pages on the website, at the bottom, you'll see where you can leave some comments, right? Or if you just want us to hear it from your voice, then leave it on our voicemail at 910-317-0297. On behalf of CWSC, the entire intelligentsia, and especially the flagship American Muslim 360 broadcast, we thank you for being here. We thank you for your participation. Just by us seeing your numbers appearing on the studio, and just by we see, like when we look at our graph of, for the listeners who listen presently or as a presentation is being aired or who listen later, you know, that counts too. When you go to the website and you click on one of the already aired presentations, we see that process whereby it's measured through Blog Talk, but it's measured. And then we see all of the areas where the listenership is. And right now we've been confirmed in 6 continents. So we're thankful to Almighty God for that. It is all because of your being here and those who are listening around the globe for your being here with us as well. We thank Almighty God for you, and we, all of us, we pray that on your behalf as well, that CWSC is extending prayers to the families of those with the devastation in Maui, Hawaii, and all around the globe, wherever devastation is occurring. And, of course, with the travesties that's occurring with the store owners, what they're being faced with the looting and what have you. And then with any kind of inequities that's occurring, any kind of violence that's occurring, any kind of sickness that is occurring, may Almighty God bless us to be healed. May we find what it is that we need to do to participate in that healing. Appreciate the environment. Appreciate creation. And, of course, the source of it all, the Creator. May God bless you, and may we all be thankful. I'm going to listen later on today.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we ask that you begin by calling in at 4 p.m. today. And that's Lou Princess Aziz with, as she's saying, keep it real. Keeping it real. She's discussing more into the executive thinking, part of our thinking, executive process or executive factors. Let's just leave it at that. That which causes us to think and execute our thinking. And she's sharing with us how to impart the best thoughts to lean away from the best thoughts. So do attend today, 4 p.m., and stay with us. You don't have to hang up. As you just heard, the presentation, Contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, Rahimahullah Alayh, and that will be with Imam Kareem Hamid, Michael Hamid, and Mahassan Abdul Salam. I'm going to play a few bars of this, Humanity. It's everybody's business, and then we'll play. It's got to be thankful. This is Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed.
But I gotta be alright. again. Try and make a difference, 'cause that's just who I am. I've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the star that lights the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to go. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tried to understand. He said, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife." Go back to Cubs, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their. But they gotta be alright,
gotta be right,
they gotta do the best that they can. Try and make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. Thank you.
All that Almighty God has blessed us with, we've got to be thankful. Thank you, dear listeners. See you at 4 p.m. Inshallah. God bless.